Now we will go to properties of addition of rational numbers. First one, closure property. What is closure property? If A by B and C by D are any two rational numbers, then A by B plus C by D is also a rational number. For example, 1 by 3 plus 2 by 5. 1 by 3 and 2 by 5 are rational number. Its answer after addition is also another rational number, 11 by 15. So we say it is closed under addition. Second is commutative property. What is commutative? If A by B and C by D are any two rational numbers, then A by B plus C by D equal to C by D plus A by B. So order change, still answer is same. 1 by 3 plus 2 by 5 gives the answer 11 by 15. Also 2 by 5 plus 1 by 3 is also giving the same answer, 11 by 15. So we say it is commutative under addition. Third is associative property. For associative property, we need three rational numbers. We get the same result by either adding the first two rational numbers and then the third rational number, or by adding the second and third first, then adding the first rational number. Answer is not changing. Here the example, 1 by 3 plus 2 by 5, first we group, then added with the 3 by 4. Its answer is coming 89 by 60. Again, what we done? We grouped 2 by 5 and 3 by 4 and added with 1 by 3. Same answer is coming 89 by 60. So, what we understood? It is associative. Next is additive identity. What is additive identity? If 0 is added with any rational number, the answer is also a rational number. Same rational number. So 0 is the additive identity. 1 by 2 plus 0 equal to 1 by 2. 0 plus 1 by 2 equal to 1 by 2. So 0 is called additive identity. Additive inverse. What is additive inverse? Additive inverse of any rational number A by B is minus A by B. Why? If we add A by B and minus A by B, we are getting the identity 0. 0. 1 by 3 plus minus 1 by 3 equal to 0. Also minus 1 by 3 plus 1 by 3 equal to 0. So what we say? 1 by 3 is the additive inverse of minus 1 by 3. Also minus 1 by 3 is the additive inverse of 1 by 3. Properties of subtraction. First is closure property. Same, if you subtract any two rational number, we will get another rational number, so subtraction is closed. But commutative property, subtraction is not commutative. Why? P by Q and R by S. If you subtract, what answer you are getting, that will not be same as R by S minus P by Q. Here the example is given. 2 by 5 minus 1 by 3, which is equal to 1 by 5. 1 by 15. Also 1 by 3 minus 2 by 5. Its answer is coming minus 1 by 15. Both the answers are not matching. So subtraction is not commutative. Also subtraction is not associative. Identity. In the case of subtraction of rational number P by Q, P by Q minus 0 equal to P by Q. But 0 minus P by Q is minus P by Q. It is not equal to P by Q. Therefore, we cannot find any rational number which can satisfy the definition of identity element. Since there is no identity, there cannot be an inverse also. So, the subtraction, identity and inverse not existing.